fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia, KTP Hiakwe, how you going?
Oh, I'm all right.
Live, laugh, love, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I got stopped by two different people between my house and the bus stop asking me what tartan my skirt was, which was quite a weird start to the day.
This happens to you all the time. I've been with you wearing this skirt and a lovely old lady came up and said, what clan is that? And you're like, I'm not sure.
I mean, the problem is, I am sure.
What is it?
But if you tell people, they go, well, I don't know. Ah, oh, sorry, I've just had a slight, I'm just slightly at the end of my tether with it.
It's a great skirt though.
It's a Stuart variant. Oh, are you sure? Doesn't look like a Stuart to me. Okay, all right.
Sure.
Why do you identify it then? Is it just asking me?
We are not just here to talk about tartan today. We're here to talk about slang. Is that right?
We're talking about beatnik slang specifically because Rachel said, I want to talk about youth slang. Which is an enormous topic. So I thought we'd do a kind of a mini series. And today we're talking about beatniks, beats.
Shall I hit this first thing you've got for us to introduce the vibes?
I've brought in some audio helpers.
Lesson 2, vocabulary building. No doubt some of the expressions Mr. Romo has just used are unfamiliar to you. Let's examine some of these phrases more closely. Mr. Geets Romo, your instructor, will pronounce a series of hip words and phrases. After each one, there will be a pause so that you can repeat the phrase aloud. Mr. Romo.
Dig. Dig it. Dig yourself, baby. Dig the chick. Dig the cat. Dig the shades on the cat. Yeah, that's where it's at. Dig. Squares. What a drag. What a bring down. Later for that, man. Forget it.
Greetings and farewells. Greetings.
Hey, do you have any idea how boring this must be?
Oh,
what a drag.
Please, Mr. Romo, just read your little list.
Oh, man. Hey, what's happening, baby? What's shaking, man? Hey, there you go. Hey.
Hey, there you go. What's happening, baby? What's shaking, man? What are we talking about here? This is How to Speak Hip by Del Close and John Brent.
Yeah, so this is an incredible record. It's really funny.
I gotta say that the cover is beautiful as well. You got a real hip cat digging some shades on the cover there with his brain on display and words flying out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a faux Freudian diagram with like dig in the brain.
Hip cat.
People might be familiar with Del Close because he's kind of like a very important figure in like the development of like improvisational comedy in the US.
Got ya.
But this was just a thing that he did. This is from 1959. So it's extremely hot on the heels of the coinage of the term beatnik.
So what is a beatnik? Who's a beatnik?
I think this is kind of what's really interesting about beatnik stuff, and this is kind of why I'm talking about it, because you said that you were interested in the way that youth culture gets kind of like amplified and distorted through media.
Totally.
And to me, like, beatnik stuff is like the ultimate example of this, because you get kind of, so the beat generation is this phrase coined by Jack Kerouac,
mm-hmm,
in 1952. People,
it's actually been a minute since Jack Kerouac's appeared on Word Salad, so it's nice to have him back.
I don't know if he's ever been here before.
I think usually we've made a derogatory reference to him, so it might be nice to have him here in positive light.
I was about to say something rude about him, but now I feel like I need to be nice. People generally interpret that as beat, as in kind of like beat down, beat up.
Okay.
Kind of like, because this is like the post-war kids, they've grown up in this kind of like bizarre austerity.
Mm.
They're trying to like break free from the social norms that have developed over like a kind of half century of war, basically.
Yeah.
And so they're the beat generation and they're trying to make it on their own and they're driving around doing drugs and listening to jazz music.
Oh, no.
Jack Kerouac himself later says that he didn't mean beat like that. Oh. He meant it as in like beatific. like the Beatitudes.
Ooh, what are the Beatitudes?
You know, like it's the speech that Jesus gives on the mountain or the plain, depending on which gospel you're talking about, where he's or are they two different speeches? Where he's talking about, you know, blessed are the whoever's.
Oh yeah, those provokes.
Yes, because Jack Kerouac is like, oh, they're blessed and lovely, but I think pretty soon, and so Beatnik, the word that we're talking about, then comes in 1958. Everyone's got Sputnik fever. They're adding Nick to everything. Sick. And so a person who is a member of the Beat Generation or involved in like the Beat subculture,
mm-hmm.
so maybe they're doing poetry, they're playing bongos, they're wearing a striped t-shirt, they're listening to jazz,
they got some hip shades,
or maybe they're doing something totally different, but they become a Beatnik because Nick is the hot new suffix.
Sick.
Yeah, and so as we can tell, by 1959, there's like this massive kind of like pop culture image of the Beatnik, like a mass marketed comedy album that is like making fun of the concept of the thing within a year.
That's
of
amazing.
Like the word coming out, and you get like, don't Google Beatsploitation because you just get a book someone wrote called Beatsploitation that is unrelated. But there's like Beatsploitation stuff. Like people are like, the image of the Beatnik is this thing, and it's like, teenagers are, they're so depressed and they're, it's extremely interesting that you kind of immediately and massively get this kind of like distortion. And I think people who have watched media from that time are aware of some of the, like, in the film Funny Face with Audrey Hepburn, they go to a jazz club and they're like, oh no, it's the Beatniks. And they do this kind of totally bizarre dance. And so we end up with some words becoming quite popular.
Okay, give us some Beatnik words.
Hipster.
Oh, this is the origin of hipster.
It is not the origin of hipster.
This is the popularization of hipster.
This is the, I guess, kind of like the start of the modern meaning of hipster. So hipster starts in like the 1920s.
Yep.
We've got prohibition.
That old chestnut.
There's a certain kind of person who don't give a toot about prohibition. They walk around with a flask of liquor on their hip.
Oh.
They are hipster. So
walking around not giving a toot.
Yeah, and so the kind of the initial meaning of hipster is like a kind of a derogatory phrase for someone who is like, you know, they're flouting societal conventions, they're flouting laws, they're maybe a little bit like Dero, as we would say now. But then as we move into the kind of like the Beat era, the Beatnik era, it becomes like a hip cool cat with a trilby hat, to quote Wham. And so hip gets derived from that to mean basically cool. And then later that evolves into hippie.
Uh-huh.
And then we weirdly go back to hipster again in the 2000s. I don't want to talk about it. It makes me sad.
Okay, so we've got hipster. What else have we got?
We've got dig.
Dig.
Dig it. So a lot of these are terms that come from like Black American culture, specifically like jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So dig, the fuzz, groovy. These are all terms from Black American culture that get kind of like filtered into the popular consciousness through these like, you know, disaffected white Kerouac type youths. dig is quite interesting. A lot of these people have big disagreements about where they come from. So there's a possibility that dig has come via this language called Wolof, which is like an African language. And there is dig or dega, which is to understand.
Yep.
And then people are like, no, it's not actually a word with its own etymology. It's an adaptation of the phrase dig into.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to dig into this topic. And then some people have claimed that it's from Irish.
Bit of everything in the old pop hat.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't be surprised if it was a combination of the three, a kind of, you know, the melange of these different phrases
coming
coalescing
together
to mean this one specific thing.
To get
probably
dig.
The Irish one slightly less. That seems like a bit of a stretch. Square and groove, we don't hit. They're not like there was this word in this other language that meant this, or it was a thing. They're just metaphors, you know.
Don't be such a square, man.
If you're a musician or you've talked about music, you probably know like ideas of things like being in the pocket, in the groove. So it's just like a physicalization of how you understand how to play music. And so when you're in the groove, you're playing your notes in the right places. You're swinging, maybe. And
yeah, baby.
And so these things get adapted kind of out of music to just mean cool, exciting, happening, groovy, swinging.
It's real interesting and not necessarily surprising that it's borrowed so much from Black American language and also so much from music language, because I'm sure as we go into this mini-series, we'll find probably other examples where music or pop culture has informed the lingo a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, we can't go too much into sociology here, but so much of like this counterculture stuff that gets into the mainstream, it's someone else's culture first, and it becomes counterculture when people from the kind of like the hegemonic groups start getting interested in it, and so when they start adapting elements of it, then it's counter to their culture rather than it just being, you know.
Yes,
you could say that like dig, groovy, or square are counterculture terms, or you could just say that they're from the culture of jazz and Black African.
Interesting. It really could go down a sociology rabbit hole.
We're not gonna, though.
We need the tangent train back.
Yeah, and so you get, and I think we've talked about these before when we were talking about like hacker slang, and everyone has seen these like parodied where you have like the know what your kids are saying.
Yeah.
But I've got a Beatnik glossary here.
Hit us.
It's got a little illustration that says, "Cool it, Pops, we've made the scene."
Yeah, daddy-o.
So we've got great stuff on here like Dullsville, unpleasant place, i.e. classroom. Dig, to understand.
Dig it.
Flat is an analyst's couch.
Wait, what?
A guess, something wonderful.
What a guess.
A goony roost. A library. Some of these, I think, are just there's like
that doesn't feel like a real one. A goony roost.
Moo goo. Butter.
Why would the Beatniks have a special word for butter?
Murgatroyd. Dope. An outcast. A square.
Dope. Oh, as in they are dope, not that's dope.
No, there are dope.
Hand clap.
There are dope. We could talk about dope another time, I guess, if you want.
Do an old special thing on dope.
Swings like 16. Really wild. The greatest. Thrill pills. Ben's a dream. Vitamin Village. A grocery store.
Vitamin Village, like, baby.
Like wow. Expression of amazement.
Like wow, baby.
Yeah, it's it's really fascinating. I mean, I kind of wish that we could go into all of the like weird beaten exploitation stuff, but I just found one. I got one clip which is kind of my favorite.
Yeah, this is quite excellent. I'll put this in the podcast so people can watch it later, because it's worth getting the visual experience as well. But what are we about
it's
to listen
absolutely
to?
Absolutely incredible. What is it called?
It's called High School Confidential.
Well, High School Confidential is the film, but they've given a name to the
beat poetess Philippa Fallon with the High School Drag.
The High School Drag, that's what it's called, yeah.
Dragsville.
Tomorrow's a king size drag, baby.
My old man was a bread stasher all his life. He never got fat. He wound up with a used car, a 17-inch screen, and arthritis. Tamari is a drag, man. Tamari is a king size bust. They cry, put down pot, don't think a lot. For what? Time, how much, and what to do with it? Sleep, man, and you might wake up digging the whole human race, giving itself 3 days to get out. Tamara is a drag, Pops. The future is a flake. I had a canary who couldn't sing. I had a cat that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is truth?
That's gonna be the best bit. What is truth?
That's my absolute favorite bit.
That is iconic.
Because I haven't heard this in a few years, and I was like, oh, that's why I keep walking around saying what is truth.
That was from High School Confidential, the beat poetess Philippa Fallon with the high school drag. Thank you for bringing us a bit of beatnik slang this morning. We're gonna do, as you said, a little mini series of youth slang from various eras. Where are we gonna go next week? Do you know yet?
I don't know.
We'll work it out.
Maybe Valley Girl. Maybe heavy metal.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Sick. Both sound great. Thank you, Amelia Discreet.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.